Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Everyone, hope you can hear me well. I'm just here outside. It's a beautiful park here, so I came to work at a cafe and just thought I'd pop in here and record you something, which is a message that I feel strongly about that I want to share. So if you're listening to the podcast, welcome to Claim Podcast. And if you're on my IGTV, welcome again. I'm Anna Rova, and I help single successful women attract committed masculine men. So welcome, everyone. Today, I wanted to share a message with you, and that was inspired by a client in our Claim group coaching program. Let's call her Mary. And I know, Mary, you'll be watching this, so welcome. So Mary was basically sharing something about her dating life and asking a question. And mainly her question was about, you know, I'm seeing this guy, or I met this guy, and the guy is not pursuing me in the way that I want to be pursued. So he's taking his time. He's not being very straightforward in terms of chasing me. He's not making moves to like kiss me. And I had to be very open about it and give him more signs to do it, right? And then there was another thing where I think she invited him to like an event with her friends that she said that, you know, her friends and her friend circle is very sacred to her. So she rarely does it, but she invited him to her circle of friends. And, you know, he was totally awkward and it was a bit weird and things like that. So she was also questioning, well, is he really my type? You know, it seems like we're not sharing common interests. So it's a bit weird. Like, how do I navigate this, right? Which is kind of common and really interesting how that plays out. So my advice to Mary, which is my advice to you, if you find yourself in a situation like that, here are a few pointers. So number one is the dating funnel, right? So if you're dating, one of the first and most important rules that we talk about when we talk about men and dating is that you need to be creating your dating funnel with men, where men compete and they chase and pursue you. If you haven't, if you want a full rundown on this, it's called the rule of thirds. And it's rule number 3 in my whole series of 10 rules of being claimed. It's actually 11. It's on my IGTV, Anna Rova, or it's actually on the podcast as well. If you're listening to the podcast, you can go and search rule and then all the rules will pop up. If you haven't listened to the rules or watched them, I recommend you watch right from the beginning from rule 1. But in rule 3, what we talk about is the rule of thirds, that at any point in time, make sure that you're dating, seeing 3 men at a time. And I know this is kind of like a weird thing to even think about for a lot of women. Like, what do you mean? I feel guilty, blah, blah. But you should not feel guilty, because that's how dating works. And in that rule of thirds, I always give the metaphor, when you're dating men, the metaphor is all about you're shopping for shoes. And it's a normal thing, right? Like, when you're shopping for shoes, you don't just come into the store, see a pair of shoes, you know, it kind of looks right, and then you put it on and you buy them, right? I mean, sometimes you do, but normally you'd kind of shop around to make sure that this is the best pair of shoes that... So the same idea goes for your dating funnel and with men. What this does is, and this is how dating works for men, and all men do this, and for some reason... women are like, oh, no. You know, I meet a guy, he's interested, he's asking me out, that's it. And what happens is that a lot of the times, you know, there's one guy who pursues you, you say yes to things, and then as soon as most of the time, as soon as you start having sex, things go pear-shaped and, you know, he might pull away or whatever. Especially if you start having sex, a lot of women think you're in a relationship, but you're not. the guy's still dating and seeing other women, and that hurts you, and you're like, what's happening? I thought, blah, blah, you know. So to avoid that confusion, my recommendation to you, and, you know, this is not only my thing, a lot of the dating coaches out there are talking about this, but my recommendation to you is just be completely open to men pursuing and chasing you, and make sure that you see more than one man at a time. What this will give you is, first of all, you're not going to focus on one guy and put all of your eggs in one basket. You're going to see multiple men who are chasing you, and you're going to be distracted by different men. But you don't do it for men, you do it for you. First of all, you're going to have an amazing life and focus on yourself, right? And because you know that if you're just with one guy, your whole attention is on him. You start self-doubting, you get anxious if he doesn't call you after 3 days, whatever, you know. So to get out of this loop is, first and foremost, of course, you need to work on yourself and your self-esteem and your enoughness and all of that. That's what we do in the program for different practices. Because when you feel that, then, like, you don't even care if he's going to write to you or not. Of course, you know, you're open, you like the guy, but if he's not calling you for a week, you don't sit there and think about the fact that something's wrong with you. You're assuming that he's either busy or he's not interested anymore, and that's fine because you're constantly being pursued by different types of men because you're such an amazing woman in your feminine energy that men can't help but want to pursue you. So that's rule of thirds. So that's what my recommendation to Mary was, you know, how is your funnel? Do you keep dating? And you know, this is a constant reminder that I have to give the women that I work with because it's so easy. Like, I've been there. It's so easy, you know, when you're dating a guy and he's like there and he's amazing and like your whole attention is on him and then you just focus on that and you forget about everybody else. But you can't, because the rule number, I can't remember what rule, states, you know, you continue your dating funnel until you get claimed. What does that mean? That means that one man comes forward and says, Mary, you're amazing. I want this to be exclusive. I want us to be in a relationship. And only then, first of all, it's up to you to decide whether you say yes or no. And if you say yes, only then you are in a relationship, right? So that's number one.
Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode. But I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together, and it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
Number two is a big concept that I want to share with all of you is I've written an article called He Wasn't a Hell Yes. And basically it goes against this whole philosophy of like, you know, a lot of the stuff out there says, you know, this guy has to be a fuck yes. And if he's not a fuck yes from the beginning, then just move on, you know. I don't agree with that 100% because this wasn't my story. And in the, you know, hell no, I mean, he wasn't a hell no article, I actually share my story with my husband, my string, my masculine man, that, oh my God, like, he was a hell no. You know, he was, first of all, like, he was kind of pursuing me, but not really. Like, it was really strange. He didn't come to me strong and forward like a lot of the men do, right? And in Mary's case, this is what she's feeling with this guy as well. So number one, it doesn't mean that the guy isn't interested. They're just different types of men that go perhaps slow. You know, Mary also mentioned that this guy, you know, is quite well off. So maybe he's used to women throwing themselves at him. But again, Mary, that's what I told her. She's overthinking this. She's getting too much. Sarah, yeah, you can ask questions. I'll address this in a moment. As soon as you start getting into your head about, oh, he might be wealthy, a lot of women throw, like, oh, here's what he's thinking, you will never know what's happening, and you can't. So all you can do is focus on yourself, focus on your funnel, and work on your, you know, enoughness and things like that, and let the men come. So just to continue my story with my husband, like, it was weird. Like, he didn't have any game, but I know that everywhere I went to a cafe to work, and we met in Colombia, he was there. But I thought he was there because he was going to the same cafes as me. Only later to find out that he was there to be in proximity with me. I don't know, whatever. So anyways, we ended up going on a trip, and you know, our first sex was just terrible. We were drunk. I mean, he was drunk. I was kind of drunk. He like took me to this weird hotel. Was like cheap and whatever. I think he even let me pay for half of it. Like, it was just bizarre. And I remember after we came back, I told my girlfriend, I said, I thought men at 40 know what they're doing in bed with women, but apparently they don't. And so I decided that I'm never going to see this guy again because it was just so bad, you know. And then one interaction led to another, whatever, you know. Like, look, I had my funnel. I was like sexting with another guy and I was open. Like, I didn't care about this guy. I was like, whatever. I was in Colombia, you know, living my life. And so one thing led to another. And I remember there was one instance where because I was sexting with some other guy, I was quite horny at one point in time. So we ended up, you know, having sex again somewhere in the jungle or whatever. You know, I didn't really think about it much. I didn't count days. I wasn't in my head. I was just having fun. And that's what dating is all about, you know. You're supposed to have a lot of fun with all of this. So anyways, and then I remember we went to a club once and he was there with a friend and I was there, and there was kind of something was happening between us, because remember, as a woman, once you start having sex, your whole body and your whole system, evolutionary speaking, is like, uh-oh, this guy might be the father of my children, so I better attach. So there's some sort of attachment because, you know, I was sleeping with him, but something was going on. Anyways, we were at this bar and he went to the bar with his friend, got a drink for himself and his friend, and then just came back casually and continued to hang out. I was like, what is this? Like, I don't like this. The guy didn't even ask me what I want to drink. And so, you know, I took him out of the bar and I said, look, I think you should stop wasting your time on me because this is not happening. And so I just left, you know, and I was disappointed and whatever. So anyways, like, it was just really weird and bizarre. But then at one point, what happened is, and you know, like, time progresses and we have different circle of friends and, you know, I see him around, but nothing's happening. And then at one point, something happened, quite a serious situation where I kind of lost my cards and I didn't have any money and my rent was due and whatever. And strangers happened to be in my circle of friends or whatever. So I kind of shared this with him. And then he showed up and he said, how much money do you need? And I said, you know, like, I think it was a big amount, like almost $2,000 or $1,500. And he said, all right, well, you know, I'll give you the money and you can give it to me whenever you want. And, you know, the money was there on the table the next day. And since then, like, I was literally shocked by how this man, after I gave him all of the rejection and everything, how he showed up for me. And since then, something switched, not because of the money, but because I think, you know, I saw a side of him that I didn't see before. I saw a side of him that was true, that was there. I knew I could trust him. And something clicked that day and we kind of started hanging out a bit more and whatnot. And throughout different situations, I saw him just kind of unravel in that way, you know. And after that, I mean, the sex was amazing and the connection was there. And I don't know, we started traveling together and 9 months later he proposed. We got married a year later and now, you know, we have a 2-year-old and a second one on the way. So my point is here and with Mary and with all of the women, so important. We always want to give time. You can't judge a man and the prospects with him by like 2, 3, 4 dates. Because there's not enough time for you to see his character, how he, you know, how he behaves with other people, how he behaves in different situations and really make the judgment, right? Because people are different, you know, like with string, I still don't understand what's happening. I think, you know, men get nervous, especially if you are, if you're different from all the other women he's met before. If you are, you know, really good looking or your energy is amazing, like, men get into this thing like, well, what am I doing here or whatever. So sometimes it needs time. That's why it's important to not close that door and you have your funnel, right? Have your funnel dating men. And if this man really wants to be with you, you trust that he'll show up and come to you. Another thing I want to mention is that she mentioned, you know, maybe our interests aren't shared. And I my recommendation to her is like, look, String and I do not share common interests. We take, I don't know, about an hour to choose one movie to watch that we both enjoy. I he loves all the things that I hate. Well, not all the things, but, you know, he loves hard music, hard rock music. I don't know, surfing, you know, reading about drug dealers and criminals and stuff. And like, that's not me. So, and, you know, I mean, we do love some things together, like, you know, having a good party and having a laugh. But, you know, what I realized is that differentiation is actually what is so important in a relationship. The difference between me and him, you know, and he does his thing, I do my thing. For me, it's not as important for us to, you know, always do things together. In fact, I think that this is the reason why couples get so, you know, into each other's faces. So the fact that he doesn't share your common interests, I think it might be actually a good thing. You know, String gets me out of my funk or whatever because he is into different things. What we do share is a value system, how we look at the world. You know, we love each other. You know, so it's, and of course there's polarity there. So it doesn't have to be that he, you know, socially awkward with your friends. All right, not a big deal. You know, see how it goes. Give it a bit of time. Give him opportunities to show up for you and see how that feels. And the last thing I'm going to mention is what you really want to focus on when you date men is how does it feel? How do you want to feel in a dynamic with a man, right? Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to feel, most of the women want to feel safe, secure, you know, protected, taken care of, for example, right? And, you know, in the program that I work with women, really focus on that. And of course, we do a lot of embodiment practices so that in your body, you know how it feels. You don't even need to think about it. So always focus on how you want to feel with a man, because that's going to get you out of your head and out of that checklist that you might have. You know, he has to say this, he has to do this, whatever. All of that is, doesn't matter. What matters is how you feel consistently. And so, you know, the first 3-4 dates, I mean, you might feel a bit weird, right? that's not an indication yet. With time, you're going to get clarity. Like, you know, it's going to become very, very clear. If this man is not pursuing you, you know, if he's not showing up and it's like weird. And of course, when you're dating other men, another man will come up, right? And then you'll be able to compare. Well, I feel amazing with John consistently over time. And I don't feel amazing with Greg, you know, and like, okay, Greg is out of the picture. So, yeah, that's my message for you. Okay, I had a question here from Sarah. Sarah says, what if you've already verbally discussed exclusivity, but then after we start sleeping together, I feel he pulled away a bit, only cares about that now? Yeah, so look, first of all, Sarah, we discussed exclusivity. I would be very curious to see who brought it up. Because it's important, right? Like, if he brought it up and he said, Sarah, I want to be exclusive with you, then that's good polarity, right? We always want the man to bring up exclusivity. And then if you said yes, cool. And then you started sleeping together, he pulled away a bit. I mean, that can happen, right? And it's actually common for men to pull away. It doesn't mean that he's out of it or doesn't know what to do with it. I've heard from a lot of men where they say, you know, when you are with a woman who brings up a lot of emotion and there's a lot of intimacy there, a lot of men don't know how to deal with it. So they go into their cave and you want to run after him and say, hello, what's happening? You know, like, I'm here. Tell me. What do you feel? And he's like, no, because he just sometimes they just need time. But no, Sarah, that this has nothing to do with you. And, you know, sometimes you just got to give him that time to figure things out, you know, and trust that he will come back and trust that, you know, things will work out. Sometimes they don't, right? And it just happens, right? But you really got to gauge again. The same principles applies of time and consistency. If he's consistently pulling away and if he's consistently not showing up and there's something happening, then you know that there's something in there. Because especially, I mean, you don't know, relationships are complicated, right? So that's why having a funnel in the beginning is very important. If you do this right from the beginning, then you're going to end up with a man who proposes exclusivity, you feel good with him, and it goes forward. That's why that period of dating is so important, because you're shopping for shoes. You don't want to commit to something that doesn't feel right or isn't good for both parties. But if he's pulling away, that's okay. I mean, men do that a lot, right? Like John Gray says, rubber band. Know that this has nothing to do with you, right? Number one. Number two is, well, if you would be my client, I would tell you, you know, are you doing a practice? Like, drop into the body. Because a lot of the time, the rejection that you might feel, it's, you know, it's about, oh, you know, he's not seeing me, you want connection. So how can you give what you want from him to yourself first? Be full within your own being, be full within your own femininity, and not run after him, but be stable and secure within your own being, and then see what happens. That would be my advice. You need a rewind. Yeah, I think a lot of women do. All right, ladies, thanks so much. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any other questions, by the way, you can send them to me. I'm your trusted advisor with men and dating. So let me know you can DM me on Instagram, or, you know, if you're curious about working together and you want to rewire and break through the patterns of attracting either feminine men or emotionally unavailable men, you're interested in working together, go to girlskill.com/apply. Apply for your discovery call, book the call, and we'll see if we can help you. All right, much love. Bye.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying, and you want to learn more, and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So, as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically, what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation, if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long. And what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote, wrong with your dynamics with men, what you don't like. And then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead, stop overthinking, and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand, and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you. It's through embracing your feminine nature. It's through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.